You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and time to talk sports as we say hello to Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. And so we'll get to the big dance brackets in a moment. Mm-hmm. But first, what do you want to say about that Big Ten championship game? How would you describe it?
Phenomenal. Look, Michigan and Michigan State have played the last three weekends, including the last weekend of the regular season last week. That game was for the banner for the regular season title. Michigan State won it. This game was for the Big Ten tournament title. Michigan State again won it. Michigan State beat Michigan three straight times. All three times, poor Michigan fans had 12 and 13-point leads and blew them.
Why? What happened? Do you think, was it coaching? Was it changing matchups? What was going on?
You can point to damn near anything at this point. But John Beilein at Michigan is one hell of a coach. Tom Izzo is one hell of a coach. This is a great heavyweight title fight. It's good stuff.
It was.
Unsung hero, Michigan State, a former walk-on named Xavier Tillman. He's the guy who's stopping Michigan. He's the guy on defense who's making the big stops. Hats off to that guy. That's one walk-on that worked out very well for Michigan State.
And McQuaid was pretty amazing.
McQuaid with the long shots was filling it, no question. I also wonder about conditioning. I don't know. Michigan seems to run out of gas in these games, but I'm sure they're on top of it.
All right, off to the brackets for the big dance. And there's a pretty common reaction from a lot of analysts and a lot of fans who took to Twitter to ask what happened. MSU was the only team to win their conference title and their conference regular season. Did they deserve to be a number one seed?
Absolutely. No question.
No question.
which proves Izzo's paranoid point, and just because you're paranoid does not mean they're not out to get you, that they don't even watch the conference title games is what it feels like. They beat Michigan, a top 10 team, three times in a row down the stretch, and, rather convincingly. So I don't know what they were thinking. They put Tennessee as the last one seed ahead of Michigan State. Tennessee plays in the Southeastern Conference. That's Georgia and Alabama. These are football schools. Sorry. I'm going to get my corn-fed dander up here. Big Ten is a much better basketball conference than any of them right now, and they're not getting the respect.
Well, you got a record 8 Big Ten schools, got to the big dance, the most for any league.
Which proves my point.
Yeah.
So if you've got 8 teams from Big Ten, you have told us the Big Ten is top to bottom the toughest conference.
And the ACC gets 3 of the 4 top seeds.
Yep. It's an outrage, I tell you. It's an outrage.
Well, so, all right, let's talk about Michigan and Michigan State. Did they get the seeds you think they deserved?
No.
Either one?
I think Michigan did. Michigan right now is feeling pretty doggone good. You lost 3 times in a row to your arch rival. Now, look, in fairness to Michigan, they've only got 6 losses. Half of them are to Michigan State, so they've had a great season, obviously. Michigan did very well on the seeding, I think. They're also a 2 seed, but frankly, they got a better 2 seed than Michigan State did, which doesn't make any sense.
You know, when you think about how far each could go, do you want to hazard any predictions? How far could Michigan go?
Either one of these guys could win the national title. Either one. Absolutely. Now, you got to play your best. But I would not have said that about Michigan State a month ago. But having seen them mop up on Michigan 3 times in a row, I'd say, yeah. Now, I've seen Michigan play better than this. They've got to get this last 10 minutes figured out.
So that they don't run out of gas.
Exactly. And that's ball screen defense and some other technical stuff. But either team could do it. Neither one's a favorite, and nor should they be. But they're right there. Look, when Michigan won it in 1989, 30 years ago now, they were a 3 seed. So no one knows anything.
And what happened when Michigan State was a number one seed not long ago? They got blown out right
first game
out of the gate.
Yeah, exactly.
Second game. But you're going to have to go through Duke, whoever you are. Is Duke invincible?
No, none of them are. They all wear tennis shoes, and there's blowout.
There was. I am Williamson, sure made
exactly
headlines.
Exactly right. Look, you got it. Like I said, for all the caterwauling about picks and this and that, guess what? You got to beat somebody. You got to play well, or else you're not going to get there. And also, by the way, when you're worried about this seed or that seed way down in front of you, half the time they get beaten before you get there. Michigan last year had a very easy path because all the top seeds in front of them lost. So that makes your life a whole lot easier. So don't worry about a game 3 brackets down. It's pointless.
Do you think anyone out there might be the Cinderella team the way Loyola Chicago was last year?
That was a special story given the 90-year-old. Of course. I don't know if you're going to get quite that much drama and feel-goodness out of the whole thing. But 2 years ago was Baltimore, of course. University of Maryland at Baltimore County, I think it was. And then you had Florida Coastal. Teams I didn't know had schools.
So the fun of March Madness is
absolutely
busting brackets.
We don't know who it is, but it's going to be somebody.
Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubank. Thanks, John.
Thank you.